Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome, and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 8 of 18 in our radio production of a book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You may remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast. But before we reintroduce these two characters, let's read again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear, as is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who comes into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice.
Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?
Johnny's brow furrows with concern. Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God. Johnny breathes a sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly with his itching ears, searching for some escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. But Pastor Loophole continues his excuses with loophole number 5, entitled, Let's Not Get Into Legalism. So let's sit back and listen to Pastor Loophole with loophole number 5.
Jesus came to abolish the laws of God, Johnny. So any preacher who tells you you have to be holy in order to be saved is preaching legalism. That's why Paul wrote to the Galatians, you who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. So don't fall away from grace, Johnny, by thinking that holiness or obedience to God's law are requirements for salvation. Grace means that God forgives you even while you continue to enjoy your sins. Grace alone through faith alone, Johnny. Just believe you're forgiven, and that makes it true. You don't have to repent or be holy, and you can still go to heaven. Preachers who demand repentance are just being legalistic, and we don't want to get into legalism, do we? Time out. Let's look at the scriptures, everybody, and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies of the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that Christians are not justified by obedience to the laws of Moses. The Old Testament laws of Leviticus and Deuteronomy are no longer required for salvation. We don't have to obey the laws of Moses in order to be saved and going to heaven. But the false part is that Christians can be saved without obeying any laws of God or the laws of Christ, also known as the laws of love. The lie is
that you don't have to love God with all your heart, and you can still go to heaven. But here's the truth to replace that lie. Christians are justified, made right with God, saved from hell, granted entry into God's kingdom, sent to heaven, given eternal life by one thing, obedience to the law of Christ, or the law of love. You know, the Apostle Paul taught salvation by faith, but Jesus taught salvation by love. Now, I'm not saying Jesus and Paul disagree, but if I have faith that can move mountains and I have not love, I am nothing. The Bible says this, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. There are a lot of theories out there about how to get saved or how to know for certain you're going to heaven when you die. Christian theological giants like Augustine, Aquinas, and Luther, Calvin, Wesley, Finney, and even Billy Graham today all have their opinions about how to get saved. But you know there's one theologian who has more authority than all these preachers combined? His name is Jesus Christ. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" I want you to read this for yourself in Luke chapter 10. This is what I call Luke 10 soteriology, or the study of salvation. He asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" Jesus replied. "How do you read it?" The man answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." Oh my. Did you hear what Jesus said? Love God and neighbor. Do this and you'll inherit eternal life. Now, does any theologian in history have an authority to overrule this commanded way to get saved? Jesus demanded, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you will live. Now, does anybody out there think there's a different way to get saved without obedience to these two laws? Let me label these two laws the laws of Christ. These are the laws of Christ. Jesus said, love God wholeheartedly and love your neighbor as yourself. If you obey these two laws, you'll gain eternal life. And if you don't believe me, look that up for yourself in Luke chapter 10. Jesus did not recite the four spiritual laws. He didn't lead the man down the Romans road, or even pray the sinner's prayer, or tell him to just believe and receive. Jesus gave a different method, almost never demanded by today's evangelists. If you want to inherit eternal life, you must obey the laws of Christ. Love God and neighbor. Do this, and you will live. And Jesus also said, this is love for God, to obey his commands. Now I ask, can you claim to love God with all your heart while you refuse to obey his commands? Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. So can you love God without submitting to his authority as your commanding Lord? Can you be saved from hell without inviting Christ to rule your heart? Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, obey what Jesus commands. Love God and love your neighbor. Do this and you will live. Now, when Jesus says you have to love God in order to be saved, it causes great consternation and anxiety in Pastor Loophole's mind. All his lies will come to the surface at once. But we're saved by grace or tolerance, not by the law. We're saved through faith alone or mental assent alone. If you require obedience to God's law to be saved, that's legalism. But Pastor Loophole's argument isn't against me, it's against the words of Jesus Christ. If preaching obedience to God's law is legalism, then Jesus Christ is the biggest legalist of all time. Jesus directly made obedience to God's laws of love the primary requirement for salvation. Let's read that passage again. Let Christ's words sink into your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you will live. Now, what do you have to do to inherit eternal life? Write this down. Post it on a wall somewhere. Memorize Luke chapter 10 so you'll never get it wrong again. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Obey the laws of Christ. Do this and you will live. What if you don't love God with all your heart, and you don't love your neighbor as yourself? Are you going to hell? Well, the Bible says this. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. But who is my neighbor? Asks Johnny lukewarm. I mean, do I have to love all my neighbors to get into heaven? That's the same question the expert in the law asked Jesus. But Jesus eliminated every loophole when he answered with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, why did Jesus tell the parable of the Good Samaritan? Why did Jesus compare the priest, who did not obey the law of love, and the Levite, who did not obey the law of love, to the Samaritan, who did obey the law of love, by providing food, shelter, and care to a complete stranger? Why did Jesus compare these three men? Here's why. To distinguish those who are saved and going to heaven from those who are unsaved and going to hell. People who don't love God and neighbor are going to hell. But people who love God and neighbor are going to heaven. So are you saying, asked Johnny lukewarm, that if I don't go out on the highways and take care of poor people, then I'm going to hell? Well, what if it were true, Johnny? Would it change your behavior? How can you claim to love God, whom you haven't seen, when you don't even love your neighbor, whom you have seen? If you don't love God wholeheartedly and love your neighbor as yourself, Luke chapter 10 says you don't have any hope of inheriting eternal life. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now in Matthew 25, Jesus told another parable, the parable of the sheep and the goats. So why did he distinguish the sheep from the goats? Why will Jesus say to some, come, you who are blessed of my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And why will Jesus say to others, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels? For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. Why the big contrast in this parable? Why the big contrast between the sheep and the goats? To distinguish the saved, who love their neighbor, from the unsaved, who don't love their neighbor. So are you saying, asked Johnny lukewarm, that if I don't feed the hungry and thirsty and clothe the naked or welcome strangers or visit people in prison, then I'm going to hell? What if it were true, Johnny? Would it change your behavior? Jesus said, whatever you didn't do to the least of these, you didn't do unto me. Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. If you don't love God and love your neighbor, Matthew 25 says you have no hope of inheriting eternal life. But on the other hand, Jesus says in Luke chapter 10, love God and love your neighbor. Do this and you will live. Think about that for a moment while we take this short break.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L8. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Pastor Leupold doesn't want to believe that loving God and loving your neighbor are requirements for eternal salvation.
Oh no, we don't want to get into legalism here. We can't require that people obey God's laws in order to be saved. That's legalism.
But that's a lie. Here's the truth. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law." Not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom. Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. But Pastor Lupol says the opposite.
You don't have to obey God's laws, and you can still go to heaven.
Jesus didn't excuse people from God's laws. He made them more strict. You have heard that it was said, "Do not murder," but I tell you that anyone who is angry will be in danger of the fire of hell. And again, you've heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery," but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. When Jesus demands we repent and change our hearts and obey the spirit of God's law, Pastor Lupol cries,
"Legalism, Judaizers, Pharisees, don't put me under that yoke of the law."
But in avoiding legalism, he preaches lawlessness. Holiness and obeying the laws of love are not legalism. You know, if obeying the spirit of God's law is legalism, then Jesus was preaching legalism when he told us to love our neighbors. Now, Jesus did rebuke the Pharisees for teaching legalism. What is real legalism? It's when you obey the letter of the law, but you ignore the spirit of the law. The Pharisees obeyed the details of the law, but they didn't love God or love their neighbor. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness." These Pharisees didn't love God or love their neighbors. Sure, they looked righteous on the outside because they attended church and they paid their tithes and they memorized all the rules, but in their hearts, they didn't love God or love their neighbors. Jesus said to them, "On the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?" So why did the Pharisees go to hell? Because they didn't love God or love their neighbor. Do this, and you will live. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. But these are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." Yeah, the Pharisees obeyed all the detailed rules, but they loved God so little that they didn't even recognize God when he was standing right in front of them. Why do you think the Pharisees didn't know God when they saw him in the person of Jesus? Because they didn't love God with all their hearts. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Paul taught essentially the same thing when he confronted the Judaizers. Judaizers taught that you had to get circumcised in order to be saved. They preached the letter of the law, but Paul preached the spirit of the law of love. He taught that Christian salvation requires a change of heart from selfishness to love. When you change your heart from selfishness to love, that's called being born again. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. And circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Paul said, "Though I myself am not under the law of Moses, I am not free from God's law, but now I'm under Christ's law." Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts. So love God and love your neighbor. Do this and you will live. You know, legalism, technically, is just expanding the bigger law of love into smaller, more detailed laws like don't steal or don't murder, don't lie. You take the spirit of the law and you legalize it into specific details. You know, this in itself is not a bad thing. Even God legalized the laws of love into many detailed pieces when he gave the Old Testament law to Moses. When people's hearts are hard and stubborn, sometimes they need more detailed laws. For example, if people won't obey the bigger command to love their neighbor, maybe at least they'll obey a lesser, more specific law which says, don't kill your neighbor. Sometimes people need more details to help them understand what the spirit of the law really means. But the problem comes when people say, okay, I won't murder my neighbor, but I can still resent him. Well, yeah, they're obeying the letter of the law by not killing their neighbor, but they're still disobeying the spirit of the law because they still refuse to love their neighbor. Or here's another example. Let's imagine that in a particular city, the crime rate is really high, and there's a thief who's stealing car stereos. So some outraged lawmaker begins with the spirit of the law, thou shalt not steal. But since he's a lawyer, he legalizes it, and he writes it into more detailed, specific kind of law. Anyone caught stealing car stereos in our city will spend 30 days in jail. He takes the spirit of the law, thou shalt not steal, and he legalizes it into a more specific detail for a specific time and place. But then the thief is listening, and he thinks to himself, well, I don't want to go to jail for 30 days, so I'll steal truck stereos instead of car stereos. Or I'll go out into the country and steal them instead of in the city. So yeah, he obeys the letter of the law, but he breaks the spirit of the law. He stays out of jail, but in his heart, he's still a thief. The local authorities don't punish him, but God casts his soul into hell. That's how legalism can deceive you into thinking you're safe when you're really not. You know, if you obey all the rules in the Bible, but you don't love God with all your heart, you're still a lawless rebel bound for destruction in hell. So what about you? Do you follow the details of the law while you ignore the spirit of the law? The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
Don't put me under that yoke of God's law, says Master Loophole.
But he refuses to submit to the authority of Christ and his command to love. He throws out the baby with the bathwater. He throws out both the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. He thinks he's moving away from legalism into grace, but he's really just moving away from legalism into lawlessness. You know, preachers of legalism and preachers of lawlessness have one thing in common. Neither one wants to love God with all his heart. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and you will live. So are you saying, asks Johnny Lukewarm, that if I don't love God with all my heart and love my neighbor as myself, then I'm going to hell? Yes, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening. That's exactly what I'm saying. Let's pray for a moment. Would you just pray these words with me to God? Stop what you're doing for a moment and pray these words with me to God. Father in heaven, I'm sorry I haven't loved you with all my heart. I've been selfish, and I've loved myself more than I've loved you. And I haven't loved my neighbors either. I repent right now, Lord, and I rededicate the priorities of my heart to loving God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I reprioritize my time schedule to going out into the highways and the byways and showing love to my neighbors. I love you, Lord, and I choose to love my neighbors too. I receive your mercy and your eternal life right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you just pray with me? Can I ask you to raise your right hand up to God if you prayed with me? Wherever you are, if you're in your car or in your house or in front of other people, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up in the air to God as a sign that you just prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Go ahead. God sees your heart. Did you mean what you just prayed? I know you did. Now some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L8. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmidt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends, or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization, or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD, or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.